some weeks ago of speaking with David in relation to the two moons in August. So, David, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Very good. So I do remember the two moons in August and how you explained it so very well for our listeners. And I'm sure you're going to do exactly the same with World Space Week for us right now.
Well, I'll certainly give it a try. What would you like to know?
Well, everything associated with it. What is actually the Space Week? What does it entail?
Well, it's become probably the most popular celebration of space in the world every year. And it started out to mark the launch of the first satellite, Sputnik, on October the 4th, this day, 1957, all those years ago.
That is true.
Then we went on to launch the first human into space in the early 60s. And there have been just over 600 people in space to date. It's a very small number, you consider the population of the Earth, but a big advance on the one that was Yuri Gagarin. So for the next 7 days, there are going to be lots of events for people to get involved with. We have an online talk, Robots in Space, for everybody in the country on Monday night. And there are more details of these, if people forget, on our website, astronomy.ie.
Sorry to jump in on that. What is the relationship between Astronomy Ireland and Dunsink Observatory?
Well, we're both interested in studying the universe. Dunsink Observatory is our national professional research observatory. It was set up over 200 years ago in 1785, back when there was no photography, certainly no digital photography like we have today, and definitely no space. And the people back then were more interested in recording the time very accurately, and they could do that by watching the stars with a big telescope that they later installed in the observatory. And today, it's more of a research facility, and people don't do astronomy from Ireland, too cloudy, but we have giant telescopes that we're associate members of, for instance, the ones in Chile, in the European Southern Observatory. So Irish astronomers have access to some of the biggest, most powerful telescopes in the world. We also have a share in the James Webb Space Telescope, the Hubble Space Telescope, through our membership of the European Space Agency. So don't think it's a pure observatory for astronomical research. It's part of the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies, which does theoretical astrophysics as well, and has other schools doing non-astronomy topics. And then the universities have lots of researchers in them as well. So that's the high end if you want to do it as a career. Astronomy Ireland, on the other hand, is very much for beginners. It's for the average person in the street who has no knowledge of science or maths, but is fascinated by the universe, especially kids. And Space Week will be a big emphasis on trying to get young people interested in space, because it can lead to a great career. And even if you only have an interest in science in general, you can want to work for all the science-based companies we have here in Ireland now, from the internet companies, pharmaceutical companies. They're screaming out for science graduates.
Well, I can understand that, because I come from the era where we had such a fascinating with the whole Apollo program, and we had Kevin O'Kelly in RT, and there was a colleague of mine, Jack Kinnerney, who was so enthralled in what this whole space program was about, and the whole country was fascinated by the Apollo program, and you would go and watch television in different locations, because not every home had a television at a particular time, but they were fascinated by it. And I can understand why really children are missing out on that enthusiastic fervor associated with space.
And that's one of the reasons that I set up Astronomy Ireland, was because as a young kid, 11 years old, there was no astronomy society for me in Ireland. I ended up joining the one in England. And, you know, all you got was a magazine in the post. The events were in London. You couldn't really get to any of them. So when we set up Astronomy Ireland, the emphasis was very much to try and do as much as we could around the 32 counties to have our own Irish astronomy magazine, which we do now. Astronomy Ireland magazine comes out every month. And it will tell you what to see in Irish skies. The simple stuff. Stuff you can see with the eye. So in the next week, we're going to have the moon passing near the planet Venus in the morning sky. Last week we had it near the planet Jupiter. These are plainly visible to the naked eye. And there's even an eclipse of the moon coming, a little bit of a partial eclipse, on the last Saturday of this month, October 28th. So all those details are in the magazine in simple terms for ordinary people, especially kids, because they're the future, to tell people what's happening in Irish skies. And then we report what people have been seeing. You know, they've seen fireballs, they've seen space stations flying over. They'll see that eclipse, we hope. There's a shooting, a couple of shooting star showers this month as well. And on top of all that then, we also report all the international stories. What's the latest discoveries of the billion-dollar probes trundling around Mars trying to find life? What's the James Webb Space Telescope done in the last month? What is the Hubble Space? The rest of it. I mean, there's a whole universe to cover. It keeps us very busy. And it fascinates people. And fantastic pictures come back from space. So it's a full-color magazine. Has been for a long time now. And we want to feature those big pictures, almost as a souvenir of our record of exploring space.
And just to link it back to World Space Week, you were talking about a lot of events there that you're doing in general. What are you doing specifically for World Space Week? Is there anything on that people should keep an eye out for?
Yeah, we've two big events. One is I'm giving a public talk about the universe in Malahide Library on Thursday at 6:30. So if you go to our website, astronomy.ie, you'll see Space Week, you'll see the link to book that particular talk. That's Thursday. Then on Monday, by the way, that's in person, you have to be in Malahide Library. And then on Monday, for everybody in the country, we have an online talk, Robots in Space. And this is by a science journalist who's written a book on that subject. The robots is the new robot spacecraft that we have. So I mentioned already, we have put the Perseverance rover on Mars trundling around. All these automatic spacecraft that can do most of what they need to do on their own. They're well programmed that way. Are some of the cutting edge technology that the human race has ever invented. So all those probes, that's what we'll be covering on Monday night, 7 o'clock for 1 hour online. So you can get tickets for that on astronomy.ie again. You'll see the link to it there. We're also launching our evening classes. Now, they don't begin till Tuesday week, Tuesday fortnight, my mistake. But on Tuesday week, we actually have a Saturn watch. Now, it's outside of the official date for World Space Week. But we're announcing it now to tell people, if you want to know more about this, there's a whole set of evening classes you can do. And we'll have a Saturn watch 1 week before them to show people physically the planet Saturn up close, because it's an absolutely incredible sight. Probably the most spectacular thing you'll ever see in a telescope. So do check out the Saturn watch if you're in the Leinster area. And if you're online anywhere, you can do the evening classes from any of the 32 counties. You can do the talk next Monday night about robots in space from any of the 32 counties. And if you like going to Malahide Library, you can come and hear me talk on Thursday evening for about an hour about the universe.
That is brilliant. Now, the whole situation then, if I go back, for example, this year, a lot of events took place in the space area for this year. How is the growth level of interest from Irish people, particularly children? Is it making are we making progress with it? Are we where we always were? Or what is your take on that?
Well, I see that new people join the society every day, and it's been like that for decades. I remember back when we started astronomy on over 30 years ago, there were very few people involved in astronomy societies. I mean, it was in double digits. Now it's in four digits, so we're 100 times bigger. And, you know, we don't have the time or funding to actually realize the full potential. Astronomy is already the world's most popular astronomy society, but I think it's only one-tenth the size that it could be if we had a full-time team, and we're trying to work on that in the coming years to build the organization up to where, although it's already the biggest in the world, we can really show the rest of the world how to do it, because there's about over 1,000 paid-up members of Astronomy Ireland who get the magazine every month. We've peaked at 2,500 during the Celtic Tiger, and we think we can get a lot more than that, because we know on our social media and the free emailing list that we have that there's 100,000 people in Ireland signed up to those. And membership of the society, to get the magazine, the weekly email that only the members get, and all the other things we do, it's only €1 a week, especially, it's actually a bit less if you're under 18. We have a concession for kids. So we want to try and get more people experience the magazine every month. It's what we put all of our efforts into. But, I mean, do follow us on the social media for free when there's an aurora, the Northern Lights coming, or the International Space Station's flying over, which it was last week. Then we'll have daily alerts about that. So you'll see that popping up on your social media. So that's free. €1 a week, you could be a full member of Astronomy Ireland. If this is your hobby, I think €1 a week is extremely good value for money, because most of the work is done by volunteers. It should be 2 or 3 times that much if we had to pay commercial staff. So avail of all that volunteer effort, you know, and if the rate of people getting interest in astronomy, to answer your question, isn't going up, it should be, and we're going to make sure it will be. It's certainly not stagnating, that's one thing for sure.
Okay,
just want to see the club get even bigger.
Yeah, so we're going out to our listeners then, and we're inviting them to become part of the bigger picture associated with Astronomy Ireland, and you have covered it very well. Oh, you always do, David, I have to acknowledge that. Every program that you appear on, your enthusiasm for it shines through, and it's infectious, so I think that alone will encourage quite a lot of people to become interested and follow through.
And Space Week is a great time to join Astronomy Ireland, so do check it out on astronomy.ie. And if people are listening in online around the country, there's a link on our Space Week page to all the events that are being run all around the country and what schools and teachers can do as well. So you can have events in your own local area at your school. So check out astronomy.ie for Space Week over the next 6 days.
That's very, very good. Listen, David, thank you very, very much for enlightening us further in the whole aspects of World Space Week and what Astronomy Ireland is about. And we wish everybody success, that they will see something during Space Week. Thanks, David.
My pleasure.
Okay, there you have it now, team. Get out, get you tracking all this. First of all, find out when the International Space Station is over Ireland, and then when the sky is clear, have a look for it. It's quite an achievement to see it. So that's happening quite often, I think, on a daily basis, or maybe many times during the day. Anyway, we're going to continue now with another piece of music, and this, of course, is all the way from Las Vegas, and I mentioned about Elvis earlier. Elvis had a show in Las Vegas for a considerable